Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so every now and then I like to ask you guys a question. I learn from you all. And as a doctor, you're always kind of learning in this business. And you always have to have your mind open to something else going on. And so I just wanted to start today by telling you that I'm noticing with patients a lot more itchiness, a lot more complaints about being itchy, allergic. And I want to ask you all, since the COVID pandemic, have you noticed more itchiness, more hives? You seem to be more allergic than you used to be. You're reaching for the antihistamines, the Benadryl, when you used to not. And I have to say, I've noticed that with me too. I never took Benadryl. I never needed to. Now, during allergy season, yes, I would take Claritin or Zyrtec or Allegra or Zyzal or Benadryl if I had bad allergies during allergy season. But since the pandemic or since my COVID vaccine, I'm noticing that I will be more reactive to things. Now, it may have absolutely nothing to do with COVID, nothing to do with the vaccine. It could just be I'm a little older than I was a couple years ago. Maybe things are made differently. Maybe there's new chemicals being used in products that weren't. But I want to ask you guys, because I'm seeing with patients that many of them are having random itches or swelling or spots. And it's not the typical eczema. It's not the typical allergy. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So our immune system is very particular, very sensitive. And when you mess with it, it hits back. And you need to respect it. I have a very, very profound respect for immunity because I have seen viruses that might do nothing to the average kid, to the average adult, hit somebody and cause them to be paralyzed. Not because of the virus, but because of the immune response. I have seen people take a medication, like an over-the-counter acetaminophen, or have a drink, or get a vaccine, and their liver shut down. Not because of the vaccine, not because of the alcohol, not because of the Tylenol, or the acetaminophen, but because their immune system decided to fight the organ. And our immunity is what was the big culprit with COVID. If you remember, when we would be seeing people succumb to the COVID virus and go to the ICU and their lungs be filled up with fluid, and we spoke about the cytokine storm, which was an immune-mediated reaction that started to fill up the lungs with fluid. It wasn't necessarily the virus that filled up the lungs. It was the virus inciting the immune system. Many people ask, when do we use steroids for pneumonia? Now, if steroids suppress the immune system, why would we give somebody who's ill or somebody with strep steroids? Well, because sometimes if we think that the immune system is not necessarily helping but hurting, we might say, you know what, take a backseat. Okay, we got this from here. And then we might add steroid medication. With COVID, we did. when that cytokine storm got bad, because we wanted to reduce that reactive immune system. In fact, remember I told you that I don't like to say boys are weenies or guys are weenies when it comes to getting sick, because when we saw men affected more with COVID than women originally with the cytokine storm, it's because I think their immune system was a lot more profound and reacted more. So when I get sick, sometimes I'm down for the count, but for the most part, I could just brush it off, still do what I have to do. Yet my husband, yeah, he's down. And, you know, I see that. And it's not because men are babies. It's because I think they react differently, and they may have a more profound reaction or a more severe reaction. So here we are, and I'm picking up with a lot of patients, and I'm picking up with myself. Just, I'm more reactive than I used to be. So, did something happen to our immune system? Did COVID, if it didn't kill us, tell our immune system, hey, you know, you better be on alert. Now the immune system's all jumpy, going, okay, you know what, whatever comes our way, we're going to try and fight. Because what is the immune system? Your immune system tries to fight pathogens. Why do you sneeze? Because something got into your respiratory tree. Your body doesn't want it, so it spews it out with force. Why do you cough? Something gets into your lungs. The body doesn't want it, whether it's a virus, bacteria, mold, powder, foreign body. You cough it out. Why do you itch? Like when you have chickenpox, for those of us that remember having chickenpox. Because your body wants to get rid of that virus, so you scratch it out. Unfortunately, you could scar, but you itch because it also wakes up the immune system. Now, your histamine and the byproducts of your immunity will also make you itch, will make you react. And then sometimes you might close up your airway because you're reacting so much, and then we have to try and reverse it. But your immune system can be very easily triggered. And the more it could either be desensitized, you know, with allergy shots, with homeopathy, where we could try to calm it down, or it'll get worse subsequent times. I'm allergic to Bactrim, a sulfa drug. I never was as a kid, but when I was an adult, when I took it, I reacted because my body decided that it wasn't going to tolerate it anymore. When you get stung by a bee, it's not usually the first bee sting that makes you sick and allergic, it's the subsequent ones, because your body has to learn it, and then it has to decide if it wants to fight it or not. So did the COVID vaccine maybe irritate our immune system and make it more jumpy? Did the COVID virus make it more jumpy? But I'm noticing more sensitivities and allergies among the general population, and people don't know why. And it's not the typical winter eczema. It's something different. So I want to hear from you guys. Let me know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia AM, on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every year, there is some survey or some study that looks at countries and ranks countries on healthcare. And they put America not at the lowest, but not very high. And you see these headlines saying America scores worse than countries in the Europe and other countries in terms of healthcare. But by the way, they have socialized medicine. And so I get asked that. They go, Dr. Dahlia, you're anti-socialized medicine. But then why is the healthcare in America so bad? But we need a little bit of clarity on these studies, and we need to look at our definitions of what is bad. Trust me, our healthcare system is flailing. Our healthcare system is a mess. high lawsuits, malpractice, overworked staff, firing staff, and having fewer staff because we didn't have their back and we came up with a vaccine mandate, Obamacare, high deductibles, people trying to avoid spending any copay by doing free care online. Now, that's a problem, but is our health care really as bad as they say? So what's the latest study? So this latest study comes from, London. Okay, well, here's the thing, okay? I've been to Britain, Great Britain, nice country, lovely people. But you know, we didn't really progress from 250 years ago. UK is still not too happy with us. And me as American, you know, I am still not over the whole taxation without representation. Remember, we were at war with Great Britain. Now, I understand, you know, things have kind of mellowed out. And you know, we had some pretty good times, right? Ronald Reagan and Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher, and, you know, Tony Blair. And, you know, we've over time mended relationships. But the UK jumps at the chance to try to say they're superior to the Americans. They're superior in the grammar, they're superior in the literature and literacy, the education, and the healthcare. Okay, well, that's fine. Let them tout it. I'm seeing the opposite. I'm seeing that even though you have fantastic doctors, the Imperial College of London, fantastic college, you got Oxford University, right, you got the Royals, they have really, really cool things. I'm seeing that the NHS is really struggling. They have, what, 75 million? Individuals, and they have we have 350 million Americans to their 75? They shouldn't be struggling like we are. But they are. They have long lines. They have strikes with their providers. They have lack of funds. But according to their study, health services in Estonia, Israel, and Austria provide, quote, safer care than Great Britain and the U.S., and U.S. scores lower than Great Britain. Researchers at the Institute of Global Health Innovation at Imperial College London examined data on 38 developed countries, and the experts focused on four safety indicators for patients: maternal mortality, treatable mortality, adverse effects of medical treatment, and neonatal disorders. Now, one neonatal disorder we're seeing is this rocker bottom feet and this fentanyl syndrome of kids being exposed to fentanyl when their pregnant moms take it. All right, well, we will own that one. We have a porous border. Our opioid crisis has risen despite all the doctor restrictions implemented in 2016. I mean, we see the drugs coming in. We're seizing the drugs. So I don't disagree with that. But they include causes of death that can be mostly avoided through timely and effective health care, including screening and treatment and the avoidance of medical mistakes. Norway did pretty well, followed by Sweden, South Korea. UK placed 21. Mexico placed last. And the U.S. was in the bottom six. Now, again, this is only 38 developed countries. But the analysis suggested 17,000 lives could have been saved in the UK, more could have been saved in the US if we did better on our parameters. So what is going on here? Okay, our access to health care has been debated. You could walk in to any ER, and the ERs, especially the community hospitals, they will take care of you. If an ambulance brings you in, they don't check your wallet and then drop you, you know, on the gurney, off the gurney in the parking lot. Ambulance brings you in to take care of you. Now, one thing I will admit we have is we have long lines. Our hospitals are overrun, especially in our border towns. As I said before, you do not have a hospital bed with your name on it. That didn't happen with COVID. It doesn't happen every year in the winter. Why? Because we don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough medical personnel. We don't have enough medical centers. for the amount of population that we have, we should have a lot more hospital beds, a lot more ventilators, a lot more staff. But we don't. In terms of screening and treatment, we have fantastic guidelines set forth. We have family medicine doctors like me. But do I get to screen? Are people coming in for their regular physicals? No. We've actually started to limit that. Once Obamacare said they would cover physicals, now pap smears are changed to, you know what, maybe every 3 to 5 years, depending on your HPV status. Well, just because you don't necessarily need a pap smear with the new guidelines doesn't mean you shouldn't have an exam. Are we starting to miss ovarian cancer more? Endometrial cancer? If you're only going to the gynecologist every 5 years, there's a lot that could be missed. Look at the spike in STDs and STIs. Sexually transmitted illnesses is at an all-time high. Why? People are not going in to get screened. So you used to get birth control, depending on your age, you'd get swapped, would do STI screening, and we would pick it up quick and fast. Well, if you're not going to the doctor, and you're having burning when you pee, and you could call a telemedicine company and say, yeah, I need an antibiotic for a UTI, and you look up the type of antibiotic that could treat STIs, we're not documenting them. We're not protecting, you know, exposed contacts. We're not treating exposed contacts. So one thing that we're doing in the United States is loosening the concept of going into a medical provider and getting your physicals and your skin cancer screens and your regular dental health and all the other things that you're supposed to do regularly. And we're starting to, be more lax. Well, then we aren't going to pick things up. You know, it blows my mind that the average woman does not know they're pregnant when they're pregnant. We have an epidemic of abnormal periods, which we're going to be talking about in a little bit. And so when I ask the average female, when was your last period? Oh, I don't know. Hold on, I got to look it up. It's irregular. Now, I'm not saying every woman has to have a period on, like, clockwork every 28 days. But as we have gained weight, as many people are, you know, having hormonal dysfunction, prediabetes, polycystic ovarian syndrome, on hormones, we don't know our regular, we don't know if we're pregnant or not. If we do miss a period. I once diagnosed somebody who was 5 months pregnant. I'm like, you didn't notice not having a period? Oh, I never get my period regular. I forgot. So if you aren't then getting examined and you're pregnant and you have now a child, second trimester, before you start to give the folic acid, the prenatal vitamins, make sure mom is healthy. Yeah, we're going to have neonatal issues. The medical mistakes, I don't even know what the hell's going on there. We should not be making any mistakes. We should not be cutting off the wrong leg. We should not be biopsying the wrong breast. But maybe some of these medical blunders are medication related. The average person I see on telemedicine is on 7 different medications. So now you add, and if they aren't open about their medications and you give them a medication that interacts, that's considered a medical blunder. So we have a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. A Rocky Mountain spotted fever outbreak in California may get worse thanks to a surge in migrants across the U.S.-Mexico border. A recent poll indicating that almost half of voters think the U.S. is spending too much money for aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent and lawyer John Decker says a high court response could go one of two ways. They could decide to not get involved or to immediately get involved. The Biden administration defending its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire, saying that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday we spoke about how many small businesses might get a break with the holiday sales, but also they're meeting a bunch of challenges. And I'm very, very excited for our next guest who has returned, Dave Hickey, Vice President of the Verizon Business West Business Markets, to talk to us about some strategies that small businesses can overcome. Strategies to overcome obstacles that they may be seeing this holiday season. Dave, so glad to have you back.
Hey, happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Well, we are very grateful for you because it is, you know, it's not a slam dunk. Just because it's the holidays and we've had Black Friday, small business owners are still meeting a lot of challenges. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, we just got done completing our annual survey, which I know I talked to you a couple of times the last couple of years about this, mm-hmm. and it each year reveals new information, which this year continues to really influence how technology continues to play such an important role in business owners and those decisions. But there's some things really top of mind to business owners right now. One, as they're midstream into this holiday chaos, how are they doing with staffing? So staffing, we know, will be tight. This goes back to what type of experience are they putting on the front end of their locations or how they're when you're calling them. The second area is really sales. Like, what are they doing as you think about competing here? And so they're concerned with where people are going to spend their money, think about hardships and inflation and stuff that's happening. And that boils right over into the ocean of competing with the big box retailers. When you think about your small and medium business, you've got this value play versus this deeper discounting strategy. And so they're concerned with how does that make them front of mind and different. So they really divided their approach a little bit. So they're investing more advertising ahead of time this year, which is good. And they're focused really on traffic, on driving it in their store, but also to potentially if they have a digital footprint. And so we've got some good solutions and some recommendations really to get them up and running.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Talk to us about some of those strategies.
Yeah, so some of the things that we really focused on that you can take advantage of right now is making sure that you upgrade your internet bandwidth. You've all been there. I've experienced where you walk into a location, the point of sale system is really slow. Maybe the guest Wi-Fi is slow, whatever it is. It just doesn't create that vibe. And when you're trying to compete against the enterprise and the big box guys, that needs to be amazing. So upgrade it. You can get it upgraded within 24 hours, which is great. The other part of this is making sure that you leverage social. Think about all the ways in which you can use platforms. Many of them are free. You can take your product, your brand, your passion, whatever it may be, and share that across the environment as well and expand your reach. And when you think about expanding your reach, you're thinking of your digital footprint. And so we've got all these ways with inside Verizon and other companies to really showcase what you could do to establish a digital footprint going forward. Now, all of that is great. But what that does is that gives access to cyber criminals as well. And so we've got these cyber criminals, bad actors, as we may call them, that are trying to get access to your information.
That's true. And, you know, these big box stores, you know, many of them can afford, you know, these huge teams that will come in and, you know, but small business owners, oftentimes I think they're cyber security vulnerable because, again, they don't have the capital as other companies do. You know, what do you recommend in terms of cybersecurity for small and mid-sized businesses?
Yeah, I think that absolutely is what people fear and they think, but it's just not a reality. What I mean by that is you can absolutely jump in as a small business owner and take care of your security needs for very low cost. I think people just are afraid to trust the subject because they don't know what they're going to talk about. What we do is we really take them through a really simple checklist of it. And so that checklist just says, okay, if you're going to upgrade any technology, ask the security question. What do I need to protect? Who do I need to protect against, and what are the areas that may be vulnerable within my business? The great thing about asking that is there's some very low-cost solutions that you can get into, and you don't need to be a tech expert in it as well. We tell them to make sure that you partner with companies like Verizon. There's others that are out there that can give you the right solution at the right cost as you go through it. The great thing about this is you can get it up and running really fast. Now, the big part where most big companies, enterprise companies, are their employees are very educated. They run through all these different drills of what cybersecurity is. So as you're a small business, I would say three areas to focus on. One, avoid phishing. So that means if they send you an email, they send you a text, and you're not aware of what it is, tell you and your staff, don't click on it. Leave it alone. If you have a security service in the background, they will block it. The second one is just make sure as you're out browsing, those sites will absolutely, you can get to places where they can take your information and then they're in. And then if you do have some sort of breach, you click on something, make sure you tell somebody so that's within your organization so they can take care of it. The great thing is you can actually put some really low-cost solutions on your lines. They can be deployed remotely so you can get up and running and not have to worry about what's happening in the cyber world.
We're speaking to Dave Hickey, Vice President of the Verizon Business West Business Markets. Yeah, Dave, you are always such a wealth of information. This survey that you do each year is so helpful. Any other sort of tips that you could give us and findings of the survey that we should know as business owners?
Yeah, I would say two areas that came out as a big topic. One, AI. Clearly, I'm sure you've talked about this many times. Mm-hmm. Artificial intelligence is just getting bigger and bigger. And so I would say we've got a big portion of these SMBs that said on the survey, hey, I know about AI, or I think I know about AI, but I'm not sure what to do with it. And then you've got a large portion that have embraced some sort of AI that's gathering and driving efficiency. And you and I both know if you can drive efficiency in a small business, that's money to the bottom line for them as well. So I would say embrace AI. Make sure you look into it lots of places. The second one is remote workforces. Just understanding there are so many new implemented systems that allow you for remote collaboration for low cost. And so we saw about a third of our surveyors say they've implemented some sort of new remote collaboration system over the last year, which is absolutely helping drive more productivity in their business.
Wonderful. And that's really what it is. I mean, it's a combo. It's sales. People need sales, but they also need safety and security. And then, you know, they also need marketing and they need, awareness and presence. And it's multifaceted. And so we're really grateful for what you and Verizon do. Any other tips you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would just say if you're concerned about any of those topics or if you're concerned about, like, hey, I don't have enough information, we have lots of resources available to you. Just come in and ask the questions. We're happy to share that information as we go forward. And then we are a huge proponent for small businesses. We do grants across the country. We have education classes around digital services and being digital ready as well. So I would just say the resources and the wealth are there. Just as a small business owner, raise your hand, ask. If you don't know where to go, go to Verizon. We can get you directed in the right place.
Love it. Love it. Where can people find out more information?
Go to Verizon.com/business. The great thing about that is it gives you access to a ton of online topics as well as products. It also will connect you to your local SMB rep. And so the great thing about that is we have them all over the country and almost every single city out there. If that doesn't work for you, walk into one of our Verizon Wireless corporate stores and ask to speak with an SMB expert, and they'll take care of you.
Love it. Dave, your wealth of information. Can't wait to have you back. So grateful for you and your team. Thank Verizon for us, and thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, when we spoke about Black Friday, and this is a time when companies, which is one of the reasons why it was called Black Friday, name may eventually change, but it was called Black Friday for a few reasons. One is there was an original stock market crash. That's why where the name originally came from. And then we used it as, well, you know, companies are now in the black because they're selling, you know, for Christmas presents and holiday presents. But I'm seeing a lot of small businesses suffer, and it's because they can't compete with Amazon. They can't compete with Walmart, retail especially. And so, you know, it's not an easy time. So, you know, definitely check out any resources you can, and thank Verizon for this segment. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So we've heard about privileges, that people are privileged. And now we have pretty privilege. And so what is pretty privilege? Now, I wouldn't know. I never got to benefit from that. Growing up in school, the pretty girls seemed to have the life. I tell you, now, I'd be sitting there. Huh, I was class clown. I had some benefits with that. But the boys, they didn't really you know, give me any looks, and never got asked to the dance. Well, rarely got asked out on a date. And pretty privileged, got these girls called on in class, got somebody to carry the books for them. Pretty privileged, got the date, got the homecoming queen. And when I was little and younger, I'm like, I wish it was pretty. And then when I got older and I started to date and not date and get turned down for dates, yeah, I wanted to be pretty then too. And this pretty privilege that you hear has actually pervaded to the point where there's studies showing that people who are good looking get paid more. They earn 15% more than others. Now, I'm still blown away that there's jobs out there that say, okay, I'm going to pay you $20 an hour, but I will pay this person only $18. I think we're going to be moving away from that. I understand people will ask, you know, for a salary, and then if they get that, you know, and they're getting more than other people because they didn't ask, yes, there will be a disparity. But I think we're moving away from that. But do better-looking people generally make more money? Yeah, do they make it in Hollywood if they're better-looking? Do they get the modeling gigs? Do they get the commercials? Do they get the job? Well, one thing I've noticed is, and working in the restaurant business, working in the marketing business, working in academia, good-looking individuals are starting to now, that pretty privilege is starting to backfire. So if you are, let's say, an employer, and you are married to somebody who is suspicious or jealous and sees that one of your coworkers or one of your employees is good-looking, right, you're going to be in for a hard time. And you'll see this tendency that if somebody is very, very attractive, that could actually hurt their chances of getting hired. That's why I get hired really easily. I'm like, girl, all right, you're fine. You and your sweatpants, move into that cubicle, you're good. But you're dressed nice, you're gorgeous, you got a figure, right? You got the heels on, your legs are shaved, got good hair. Yeah, that could be threatening. Not to mention, you don't want to, in your position, be accused. You know, men have it a little tricky these days because you've had the jerks throughout life hit on people, harass people, but now you have many people that are just guilty by association. So somebody walks in and their skirt is short and it catches your eye, all of a sudden now you're a perv. And I'm not saying pretty people wear short skirts, but you know, you might not want that guilty by association saying, look, nobody is going to accuse me of, you know, harassing this person because they're not this bombshell. Even though harassment can occur of any, of, you know, but I mean, I've been harassed. So you could look like anything and, you know, and be harassed. But attractive individuals, you know, may start to not be at the top of the list for hiring. In fact, I remember in the 90s, my roommate told me there was a study of women applied for jobs. And they had a blonde woman without glasses, a blonde woman who wore glasses, a brunette, and a brunette woman wearing glasses. The brunette woman with glasses got the job before the brunette, before the blonde with glasses, and the blonde without glasses. Now, these are stereotypes. You have very intelligent blonde women out there. But at the time in the 90s, this one study that came out, I wish I could find the source of that because my roommate had told me about it. And I'm like, you know, I was dyeing my hair blonde. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll just let the dark roots grow out if I really want to get a job. But there always has been this discrimination or this privilege, you know, in the workforce when it comes to looks. Now, if you want to work at a gym and be at the front desk, you probably have to look fit. If you look like you've never hit the gym, you're probably not going to get the job. And even though there is starting, in some states, they're having now fat phobia laws where you're not allowed to discriminate against somebody who's overweight, not give them the job, etc. I've noticed that what at once was privilege is not privilege anymore. Many people are telling me if they don't answer the if you're a woman or what your nationality is or your background is, you know, they feel that they're being white male, they don't get the job anymore. And mind you, we've had decades of discrimination that has happened in the workplace and individuals not hired based on race. But white privilege is not a privilege anymore. And people are feeling their whiteness is a curse because now they can't get the job. And there's jobs out there that say specifically, I want a woman, or we're looking for women or minorities. And so the privilege of today could be the curse of tomorrow. And the only way to stop this roller coaster and this discrimination is to do even playing field. Now, in society, what we're doing to even the playing field is to go the opposite. So if somebody at work is accused of hitting on the pretty woman, they're going to try to go the opposite. And why don't we just mellow things out and start to go back to what our founding fathers originally wanted and where society should be is race, gender, creed, looks don't matter. Look at the integrity, look at their skill, look at their experience and what they could bring to the team. And we are now focusing so much on liability, on being in trouble or getting canceled, that it's kind of a free-for-all right now. And the average person who is hiring for a job doesn't know if their credentials are even getting looked at. Is it just if they're male or female? Is it based on their race? Is it that they could speak multiple languages? You have many individuals saying they cannot get a job because they're not bilingual. Now, mind you, every other country, you know, most people are bilingual. You know, I've learned Spanish to the degree that I have, and I could speak it. But if you are applying for a job and they need bilingual individuals, that's not discrimination. That is, they need a skill, and they need you to be able to speak another language. So this privilege, I hope eventually we don't have privileges. We don't have where everything seems to work for you. I'm noticing time and time again that individuals you could see on social media, those who were the most popular in school, they seem to be struggling now. And you don't want that, but there's always this disparity. There's always this food chain where you have the people who are the apex or the people who are the most gifted or they're the most blessed. And as a doctor, I could tell you, whoever looks blessed, they usually are also cursed. People will hide what has gone on. They'll hide the fact that they got cosmetic surgery. They hide the fact that they cheated to get there, or they slept with somebody to get there, or that they may look like everything is perfect, but meanwhile, they have their demons. So I'm hoping the whole privilege talk eventually goes away and we get even playing fields so we don't have to try to compete or find a privilege or accentuate a privilege. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.